This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. The ongoing spying scandal of the Obama administration is of tremendous, wide-ranging consequence. But as so often, the American people are divided on the issue, whereas the condemnation from Europe is almost unanimous. Now, in this day and age, many people are writing their editorials and their commentaries, and they have them published in papers or over the internet, on television, and so I have written a commentary and editorial too. And here is mine, and by the way, you can get a copy of it by just subscribing to our weekly updates. This editorial is titled Scandals Galore, and that is what I say. An American paper wrote recently, well, if it is Thursday, there must be a new Obama scandal. Even though this sounds funny, it is in fact rather tragic. From the terrorist attack on America's embassy in Benghazi and the subsequent cover-up by the U.S. government, the IRS illegal targeting of conservative groups, the Justice Department's controversial seizure of phone records of AP and Fox reporters, drone warfare in contradiction to international law, to the economy-destroying new healthcare law termed Obamacare, you just name it, one scandal follows the next. And now, Verizon, and the report in the British newspaper The Guardian that the National Security Agency, NSA, also known as Never Say Anything or No Such Agency, is collecting telephone records of tens of millions of innocent civilians without their knowledge and consent. Now, the groundwork of this secretive spying activity was laid with the enactment of the Patriot Act of 2001 under President Bush and an indifferent, uninformed, and disinterested Congress, but it has gotten much worse under President Obama, who had prided himself with establishing a new era of transparency. The original author of the Patriot Act has claimed now that it does not authorize the government's excessive conduct. This new development has really made the German press mad, and strong phrases are used in describing the United States as being a spy nation, a totalitarian country, or even a fascist state. Demands are heard to revisit the EU-US arrangement pertaining to data collection. The problem is virtually all politicians, now there are a few exceptions, but virtually all politicians, whether Democrats or Republicans, whether President Obama or former President Bush, whether the Obama administration or Congress, have had their sticky fingers in the pie. The Washington Times calls this behavior a, quote, shocking abdication of responsibility, and suggested that since they are not doing their job, they should go back to West Gondola to find a job they can do. The National Journal wrote on June 6 that Congress is full of hypocrites. The left-leaning Huffington Post promptly coined a new name for the current president, George W. Obama. Unconvincing platitudes or justifications, quote-unquote, are heard from both sides, as if the spying tactics would in any way make this country safer and were only meant to target bad guys. How can anyone say this when no one seems to know how the collected data is being used? The additional lame observation that the information doesn't include the name of any caller is laughable, since there is no difficulty in matching numbers to names. And it's obvious that the U.S. government had no intention of revealing this eavesdropping, as they have been very secretive about other matters as well. For instance, the killing of Anwar al-Awlaki, an American citizen, was only admitted 1.5 years after the event and after the press had reported it. But it does not stop with the surveillance of phone records. As the New York Times reported, the U.S. government has been collaborating or conspiring with at least 9 internet giants to get easy access to private information of their customers, including Microsoft, Yahoo, Google, Facebook, AOL, Skype, YouTube, Apple, and Peltalk. And according to the Washington Post, Dropbox is soon being added to the list. Now, I understand that some have denied this, but their denial is carefully worded. It's not being tantamount, really, to a denial, if you read it carefully. In my editorial, I go on to say that since 2007, a Prisma or Prism program is collected and collecting all data, including emails, which are transmitted from our homes and businesses via our computer, smartphone, iPad, and Kindle. Now, apparently, only Twitter has made it more difficult for the government to obtain such data. Even the left media is becoming concerned. The editorial board of the New York Times wrote that, quote, the administration has now lost all credibility, close quote. They later found this to be too strong, and then they added an updated version on that issue. So the administration has lost all credibility on that issue. The Washington Post, in its editorial, wrote that Verizon and the Verizon revelation ought to be a wake-up call for every American. It's only going to get worse, continuing that President Obama recently revealed his desire for even more of this kind of surveillance. The paper then astutely pointed out the following. The Internal Revenue Service scandal is Exhibit A in the case against trusting anyone in the government to behave when it has unfettered access to sensitive information. In explaining that the nation's founding document prohibits the government's conduct as a man's papers, in other words, communications, are not to be seized without probable cause and a warrant, particularly describing the terms and places to be searched, it continued, the breathtaking scope of the Verizon order, by the way, a federal judge who prohibited Verizon to go public about its handling over the records, this represents the blanket authorization the British Crown once gave to its agents in the colonies to snoop anywhere they pleased on the hunt for contraband. This is the abuse, the paper says, that inspired the Fourth Amendment. But lazy and irresponsible congressmen of both parties have enabled its return. Close quote. I go on in the editorial to say this. What will happen next? What new big scandal will be revealed in the days to come? When will the American people wake up, if they ever do, and realize they have become helpless pawns and victims within a system of governmental activities, which George Orwell's novel 1984 about Big Brother has only remotely begun to describe? The Bible warns us not to place our trust in man or any government ruled by man. This is not God's world, and God is not the God of this world. Satan is. We are told to come out of this world and its systems and not to have any part in it. Even though we live in this world, we are not to be part of this world. As ambassadors of Christ and the kingdom and government of God, we must separate ourselves from the affairs of this world. What agreement, I'm asking, and what collaboration could the righteousness of a true Christian have with corrupt, secretive, and unrighteous politics? What we are seeing today is just further evidence of the fact that the entire nation is sick, from the top to the bottom, and that America's downfall is inevitable. Europe is becoming increasingly incensed with what's happening in this country, and while leaders of a complacent and indifferent nation are destroying this country from the inside, the prophesied European military attack on America cannot be that far off, which will destroy this country from the outside. The good news is that when we see all of this happening, we ought to know that the return of Jesus Christ is near. So far my editorial, a very brief editorial. But I'd like to add a few words. Here's an article by Deutsche Welle of June 6 saying this. On his first day in office, President Obama vowed to create the most open government in history. But after 5 years, the administration has brought more espionage cases against leakers than all other presidents combined. It's interesting that the Prime Minister of England said virtually exactly the same thing. Most open government in history. And then he attends the secretive Bilderberg meeting. Der Spiegel Online, very popular German magazine, had this to say on June 11. The world has been scandalized to learn about PRISM, the broad data surveillance program used by the United States at home and abroad. German commentators say that both Berlin and Brussels must defend Europe from this invasion of privacy. Germany, which has particularly strict data privacy laws, is reportedly one of the most heavily monitored countries in that program by the United States. Now, that's not going to make the Germans very happy. It says the scandal has revealed state surveillance of a previously unimaginable scope by the U.S., both at home and abroad. And then Der Spiegel is publishing an editorial, this time from German Justice Minister Sabine Leutheuser-Schnarrenberger. So it's the German Justice Minister. That's what she wrote. With its PRISM spy program, the U.S. has crossed the line. In a democratic constitutional state, security is not an end in itself, but serves to secure freedom. The suspicion of excessive surveillance of communication is so alarming that it cannot be ignored. For that reason, openness and clarification by the U.S. government must be paramount at this point. All facts must be put on the table, she is saying. We know that's not going to happen. The government is not going to tell anything more than they are forced to. Again, we see and know from the Bible that ultimately the relationship between the United States of America and Europe, and Germany in particular, is going to be so bad that it will end up in an outright war between these two power blocks. We are seeing developments now pointing at this direction. That's why it's so important to realize what is really happening. But as I said, the good news is when that war is going to occur, and it will in the not too distant future, the return of Jesus Christ will be imminent. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.